Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Devotional. Today, we will be reading from Psalm 39. Psalm 39. I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth while in the presence of the wicked. So I remained utterly silent, not even saying anything good. But my anguish increased. My heart grew hard within me. While I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Show me, Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Everyone is but a breath, even those who seem secure. Surely everyone goes around like a mere phantom. In vain they rush about, heaping up wealth without knowing whose it will finally be. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is you. My hope is in you. Save me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools. I was silent. I would not open my mouth. For you are the one who has done this. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. When you rebuke and discipline anyone for their sin, you consume their wealth like a moth. Surely everyone is but a breath. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Do not be deaf to my weeping. I dwell with you as a foreigner, a stranger, as all my ancestors were. Look away from me, that I may enjoy life again before I depart and no more. Today's passage starts with King David saying he would rather put a muzzle on his mouth while he is in the presence of the wicked because he wanted to keep his tongue from sin. He chose to remain silent, but it seems like there were emotions and thoughts boiling in his heart, which made him couldn't stay quiet anymore. So he finally said something. Verse 4 to 6 goes, show me, Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Everyone is but a breath, even those who seem secure. Surely everyone goes around like a mere phantom. In vain they rush about, heaping up wealth without knowing whose it will finally be. Here David is saying the number of the days he has in his current body is just like the width of a hand to God. Compared to the everlasting God, the span of our years is like nothing to him. And even so, there is people doing things in vain, accumulating wealth without even knowing where the riches will go after they pass away. And then it gets down to what David really wants to say. Verse 7 to 11. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools. I was silent. I would not open my mouth. For you are the one who has done this. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. When you rebuke and discipline anyone for their sin, You consume their wealth like a moth. Surely everyone is but a breath. It seems like David is going through some sort of hardship, and he thinks that the hardship is the punishment from God to discipline him. Even though the punishment felt so heavy on him, he wouldn't say anything because it is from God. He would not complain or grumble. He put his hope in the Lord, asking him to save him from all his sin. He's crying out to the Lord to remove his scourge, or other translation that says hitting and striking, from him. At the end of the passage, David cries out to God again. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Do not be deaf to my weeping. I dwell with you as a foreigner, a stranger, as all my ancestors were. Look away from me, that I may enjoy life again before I depart and am no more. David asks God to listen to his cry out for help, and do not overlook his weeping. He needed God so earnestly to save him from the result of his own sin. He even asked God to look away from him so that he can enjoy his life again before he dies. It is very rare hearing King David asking God to look away from him. Most of the time, he wants God to turn his face toward him. It makes me wonder what kind of punishment he was going through. How heavy was it? But anyways, the more I read this psalm, the more sorrowful I felt from King David. But something beautiful happened in this psalm is even David could barely take God's punishment anymore. He didn't run away from God or had resentment toward God. Instead, he put his hope in the Lord. He came before him and cried out for help. I think it requires a certain trust and intimacy in the relationship between David and God for him to open his heart to God, even when God is punishing him. Today, I want to invite us to bring before the Lord anything happening in your life that you feel is too heavy to bear on your own. Or maybe you resonate with King David a lot. You also feel like God is giving you punishment as a result of your sin, and you want to ask for mercy on you. Well, there are so many heartbroken things happening around the world that you start to doubt God's character. I want to invite you to put hope in God and simply ask Him for help. Let me pray for us. God, I thank you for today's passage. Thank you for showing us how King David being so vulnerable in front of you, even though you are the one who is giving him punishment, giving him such a hardship, but God, he didn't run away from you, and I believe that's how he has walked with you for his past and the intimacy and the trust that has been built in the past year. So God, I just pray for our church today that no matter what we are going through, we will be able to open our hearts and come before you and simply put our hope in you, God, and trust that you are the God who will always love us, whose love will never fail us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.